The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
800-329-1117.
Live from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios, it's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM, WAVA.
Hello there, folks, and welcome to the Don Crow Show. I guess this is what day already? Thursday, yes. I always have to check with my producers. See what day it is, what we're supposed to be doing next. Anyway, we are glad you are with us, as always, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon. No fun if you're not here, so welcome aboard. Stand with them. Bibles for the persecuted church. That is what we're doing together here on this edition as we talk about the needs of the world, and there are many, and none greater than the need and the hunger and desire for copies of the Word of God. That's why we are teamed up with the Bible League to help make a difference in the world by standing with them in providing scriptures. I want to thank so many of you who've already been involved in our efforts in this regard with the Bible League, but we still have a way to go, and I have no doubt that with your heart as it is, loving the Word of God and caring about people, you'll continue to help us. It really is a remarkable thing to realize what it costs to follow the Lord Jesus Christ in many countries of the world. I was thinking of some of the scriptures that many of us have read for years, but we read them sort of theoretically because we may not live in a situation where this is actually going to be a reality for us. But I'm thinking of so many who really know what Jesus meant when he said, "Blessed are you when people hate you and they exclude you and they insult you and they reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man." I often say the greatest honor I think I could have in life, this one and certainly the life to come, is just the privilege of being called a Christian. But you see, I can say that from the comfort of the United States. However, many folks, the moment they do that and others around them sense that they are serious about it, it will cost them great suffering. It may cost them ostracization. It may have them pushed out of their family situations, their jobs. That's what we call soft persecution. I saw it in Senegal some years ago when they said it was really not radical persecution at that point. But the moment one became a Christian, I think of one man who shared his story. He lost his job. In fact, it was on a trip with the Bible League to Senegal that we heard this man, I would guess him to be in his mid-40s, who had recently come to Christ, and he told of how he now could no longer go home. He was allowed to go home once in a while to have a meal with his children and his wife, but basically she didn't even want him there then, others didn't want him there then, and he lost his job, and as a result, he was suffering that as well, economic persecution, if you will. And that, as we say, is what we might call the soft form, but many of you know from firsthand experience or with loved ones that you may have right now facing persecution in other countries, it gets much, much worse than that. But these are people who've heard our Lord's words and they've said it doesn't matter. But you know what they also say? If we only had Bibles, If we only had a copy of the Word of God that would help us stay strong in our faith, what a difference that would make. Here's Kareem in the Middle East, and he talks about families that turn hostile toward believers when they come to Christ.
What you might expect is that the government would oppress a person who converts from Islam to Christianity. It happens, but this is not what mainly happens. What basically and mainly happens is that the family of the ex-Muslim are the ones who persecute him and would even try to kill him. And this would be viewed in the by the Egyptian law to be an honor killing. The main difficulty that faces people who convert is that their families are not very welcoming of them and can be very hostile to them.
And it gets much worse. In fact, Kareem tells of Muslims burning a church.
Some Muslims in Upper Egypt are very fanatic and extremely hateful to Christians. The Muslims, I mean, would hear that the Christians are meeting in one of the houses for prayers, and they would just go and gather around the house and maybe burn it and force everyone out and even out of the village.
Bottom line, however, in Egypt, in some of these areas, if you want to share your faith and do what we call the work of evangelism, it's a crime.
Evangelism is considered to be a crime here in Egypt. So you can worship freely. However, you cannot evangelize or speak to Muslims about your faith. Those are the sorts of laws that are very elastic. They can be bent. They are not very clear. On one day, you'd find the president saying that Egypt ensures the freedom of religion of its people. And on the next day, we'd hear that the police raided a church or maybe a gathering for Christians. If and when you get caught evangelizing Muslims, you can be arrested and most probably you'll be taken to a prison where no one will know about you anymore. Of course, some people can face torture and being held up against their will. Their families would have a very hard time getting to know where they are.
But nonetheless, Muslims are coming to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he also talks about how that happens. How is it that Muslims are, in fact, converted to Christ in such a negative climate?
So what typically happens is that a Muslim who receives a New Testament would then start reading it and engaging with it and then come back to this person and gets back to him with questions and discussions. And over the course of weeks and maybe months, they start believing and they start developing their faith until they pray and surrender their lives to Jesus.
That's the beautiful part of the story. Folks, we want you to do a couple of things. One is, of course, pick that phone up if you haven't done so already and say, I want to give some Bibles. I want to give Bibles to the suffering church. I want to stand with them. Bibles for the persecuted church. It's a toll-free number, 1-800-YES-WORD. In fact, you don't even need the one. It's 800-YES-WORD. 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. Any amount you want to give is, of course, going to be a blessing. And you can go online, wava.com, and you can make your gift there as well on our website. $5 buys one Bible, $50 buys 10, $100 buys 20, $125 buys 25, and so forth. Take that $5 and multiply it, if you can, as many times over as you can. And by the way, you say, I'd love to give a big gift, but I can't give it all at once. Well, do it over 12 months. I mean, think about it. $50 a month for 12 months is what? $600. And by the way, right now, every Bible you give, I should say, every dollar you give is being doubled twice. Once at the national level with the Bible League funds that are still available to double your gift. And then there's still, let me see here, about $4,860 left of Passport Auto Group money that will double your gift as well. So as I often say, any time's a good time to give, but especially when you can double your giving and then double it again, perfect time to make your gift. So the larger the gift, the greater the impact, but that $5 gift you're thinking of making, it's important too. 1-800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD, 937-9673, 800-937-9673, online at wava.com.
You're about to hear a commercial for WAVA listeners specifically, for a very unique mortgage team that has two very specific things to share with your family. One, the core substance of our mortgage team is faith and family. We're family operated with faith at our core. Two, we're a bit weird. We're a small family-run team, but our small team has the advantage of being an arm of a big direct lender. And for you, that means personal care a family-run team can give, but with big lending power. We use our own money, we get to make our own decisions, and often that advantage allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you a significant amount of money on new home purchases, cashing out equity in your home, or refinances. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500. That's out-of-pocket money you'd have to pay before closing.
Nice!
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York, NMLS number 1330, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. As a result of refinancing, total financing charges may be higher over life of loan.
Don Crow here with WAVA. Aria is a Syrian refugee raised in a strict Muslim family in the Middle East. She read her Quran and prayed five times a day, but it brought no peace. A friend invited Aria to a Bible study where she accepted Christ. She took her new Arabic Bible home and hid it in her bedroom. But her mother found it and gave it to her father. He beat Aria badly and reported her as an infidel to authorities. They took her to a remote cell where she was beaten and violated. The same happened to her friend, and they were told to never again speak of Jesus. Together, these women and thousands of new Christians are living boldly amid suffering and conflict, and they desperately need the strength of God's Word. $5 sends a Bible, and a Bible for Bible match will help us reach our goal with the Bible League International to bless nearly 7,000 persecuted Christians. Call 800-YES-WORD. That's 800-YES-WORD. Or give online at WAVA.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's RADIO to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Do you have a leaky faucet, a running toilet, lights that don't work, or worse yet, a heating and air conditioning system that's been ignored for years? It's time to take some action and go to aactionhomeservices.com, licensed in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
I have a wonderful list of thank yous that I want to quickly share with you. Some folks have been calling in and going online, and we really are making progress very early in the campaign. Our goal is 6,720 copies of the Bible, and you've provided 648 of those already. And, of course, those all have been doubled and doubled again, by the way. But effectively speaking, we still need 6,072 Bibles to complete our part of the campaign. The doubling that we mentioned is extra. It's on top of what you're doing. Thanks to Trish in Fairfax for a $50 gift for 10 Bibles. 10 Bibles from Evans in York, Pennsylvania. A $10 gift from Bonita in Shepherdstown, West Virginia. And again, that $10 becomes not two Bibles, but actually becomes six right now. Samuel in Oxon Hill, $100. Waverly in, Laurel, Maryland, $100. $100 from Adam in Shadyside, Maryland. Karen in Bowie, $100. Richard in Sterling, $100. And again, Walter in White Plains, Maryland, $200. Those are some of the gifts that have come in most recently. And I have another sheet here as well. If I get myself organized here enough, I printed it out because I wanted to make sure I said the thank yous, but now I've hidden it on myself. So we'll in the next break, we'll give you those thank yous as well, because there were some others. These, I think, may have come in on the call center, the others coming in on the web. But folks, that's how it works. Very easy for you to make a huge difference with your gift, and I hope you'll do it right now at 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, online wava.com.
There's a real threat of Islam, and it's real, especially in countries like Kenya, where the Muslim community seems to have an upper hand. And so you find that they have an upper hand with the government, whereby they would have whatever policies, whatever laws that need to be passed, they favor them more. Some of the policies we see that are being passed are really a threat to Christianity moving forward, and that to us is a challenge to be able to do ministry. And especially in areas that are Muslim-dominated, especially to the north of the country in Kenya and at the coastal region, and also in the other East African countries, whereby you find where there's a concentration of Islam, then it becomes a challenge.
That's some words from Lillian in Kenya. Again, I had the privilege a number of years ago. Now, let me see. It's probably 2005. No, that doesn't sound right either. I'm losing track of the travels after a while. But it's a nice problem to have because you see firsthand what is happening. Yes, it was in Kenya 2004, 2005 that I was there with the Bible League. And I still remember vividly the power of the Word of God in bringing change to those people's lives. One of the trips we took was out into Safari Land and out into Maasai tribal territory. And, of course, that is a trip that a lot of folks just like to take for the sheer enjoyment of it. We went to meet some Christians, and I will never forget. It was quite a bumpy ride in a Land Rover over a period of time. Seemed longer than it really was. But I'll never forget us pulling up to a little building in the middle of nowhere in the prairie there. We had passed a few animals on the way, but we had gone to meet some Christians. And I can still see this little, very humble church building, small one room. And as we looked on the horizon coming from the church down over the short horizon, low horizon toward us, a whole group of beautiful Maasai people, children, men, women. And as you know, if you've seen their garb, it's gorgeous, bright colors. And they were singing Christian songs to us as they welcomed us to their church. And we were there with the Bible League to find out what their needs were for scriptures and to connect with them and have a worship service together. But I'm telling you, it put a face on what we're talking about here. These folks had been brought out of the darkness of their own religions and their own practices into the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And how did it happen? Because someone shared God's word with them, brought life-changing power into their lives through the Bible. And you know, I was thinking about Paul's words. We love Romans 8:28. I say every one of you probably listening can quote it, or at least part of it. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. And then we usually stop there, and we try to make that application to whatever whatever trouble we're going through at the time, try to get a proper spin on it, if you will, or a proper mindset on it. And there's nothing wrong with that, you know, getting God's perspective on things. But it goes on to say, for those whom God foreknew, he also predestined to be shaped, conformed, made into the likeness of his son. That's why you and I go through what we go through, is God is shaping us into the likeness of Jesus Christ so that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And then he goes on to say, and those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also qualified. Those he are justified, rather, those he justified, he also glorified. And then Paul says that powerful rhetorical question, what then shall we say in response to all this? And he gives us the answer. If God's for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for all of us, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? And then he says, who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? The worst sinner, if forgiven by God, is now under the blood of Jesus Christ and is safe from all legitimate, and that's the operative word, legitimate accusation, whether it's by the devils of hell or by other people who won't let us forget what we used to be, perhaps. In any event, he said, it's God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. And then we come to the part that I really wanted to focus on in light of our talking about standing with them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church. Paul goes on to say, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we do face death all the day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced, persuaded beyond all doubt, that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's a powerful word. It's a powerful word in the abstract here in comfortable America, perhaps, where we're not facing the kind of affliction and danger that these dear brothers and sisters are. But I tell you what, that word of God is doubly, triply powerful when you realize it is a word that is being read by people like those we're sharing with you right now. People who are, in fact, now not worried about will they install or introduce Sharia law, but who are living under it even as we speak.
Out of our 34 provinces, around 20 or 30% of them are adopting the Sharia law, or at least the government are Muslim majority. Now Christians who live there in that area, they have to struggle for their faith. Church being burned, people got imprisoned because they protest something that kind of offended the followers of Islam.
Now, that's a brother by the name of Thani from Indonesia, and he says, as a result of the Sharia law spreading in that region, he said, Christians have to be careful. They work hard at not offending.
We can talk about our faith, but if the way we talk about our faith offended or insulting the other faith, then we can be in trouble. There's no such thing as an anti-conversion law in that sense in Indonesia, but it's more like the social punishment. And sometimes it's more dangerous, actually, than the government punishment.
And again, one more clip from this fellow believer in Indonesia, because the question then is, well, how do Muslims come to faith in Christ in that region under those conditions?
As a person who was born in a Muslim family, I have so many friends and family members, actually, who belong to the Muslim faith. And for them, the things that interest them is always the relationship, the personal relationship with God, because it's something strange for them. It's something weird that we can have a God who have a personal relationship with us, who want to talk with us, who loves us. And because for them, a religion is a set of rules. If you do this, then you will be blessed. If you do this, you will be cursed, or you will have a punishment. They didn't came to faith because of the theological debate or something like that, but more because of love and an encounter with God himself.
That's our call as well, to share the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not called to go to Indonesia. Some of you may be, but you get my point. Our calling is what we're hearing and practicing and participating in right now. Stand with them. Provide Bibles for the persecuted church. And we need your help right now to do that. The number to call is 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673. $5 buys one Bible, $50 buys 10, $100 buys 20, and so forth. But it only can happen when you pick that phone up and make that call. And some of you have done so. We thank you so much for what you've done so far. But we still need your help. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, WAVA.com on the web, or you can actually give it FamilyTalkToday.com on the web. Either way, it'll work, but we just need your help right now. It's an exciting thing to realize that God is working in the world, and in fact, he is making a difference, even when Christians are facing violence, such as this
brother in, I believe this is, Rafael in Mexico talks about troubles there as well.
In Latin America, there are violence. Only rich people has safety, has security. Poor neighborhoods are full of corruption, are full of misery, are full of poverty. And criminals are almost in at home when they are in the streets. And pastors and Christian workers face with that problems. Attackers, robs, thieves, gangs. So that's the problem.
800, yes word. How about 50 Bibles right now? Or 100 Bibles right now? Or 10 Bibles right now? Anything that you can possibly give is going to help us. And the number to call is 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, online at WAVA.com, or online at FamilyTalkToday.com.
This is the Entertainment Answer. The new biopic Judy has Renee Zellweger taking on the role of Judy Garland. We know Renee can act, but can she deliver the vocals needed to play Judy Garland? The filmmakers say yes.
Full applause from everybody.
She had the audience absolutely in the palm of her hand. Renee must have felt incredibly intimidating.
It's one thing to be able to sing. It is another to then have to do it in front of a crew and a couple of hundred people.
That's a big thing to take on.
Judy, rated PG-13. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app.
Home Advisor.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group. A family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. A mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about, investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group, serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. In Burkina Faso, a small country in West Africa, life is anything but easy for Christians. Persecution there has been on the rise. In one village, a church was attacked, and six believers were killed. The same week, gunmen entered a second village church, killing six more people. Days afterward, gunmen opened fire at a parade, killing four bystanders. Following a third church attack where four members were killed, a mass attack on a Christian village cost 19 people their lives. Pray for the Christian community in Burkina Faso as they mourn such tremendous loss. Pray that they would receive comfort and peace and courage during this difficult time.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them suffer alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
This support is sponsored by Indeed.com. Inside the Beltway, Southeast-Southwest Freeway is trying to recover from a few accidents. Now, drivers headed eastbound, your left center lane is going to be blocked between 3rd Street Tunnel as you're approaching 6th Street at Navy Yard Exit 1B. Now, this incident is going to have you all stopped no-go as you're making away from the 14th Street Bridge eastbound and passing the 3rd Street Tunnel. Also, drivers driving westbound, another accident there also on the Southeast-Southwest Freeway, blocking your right lane between 6th and 7th Street.
With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screen questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Taryn Galbraith with traffic on WAVA.
Rather cloudy and mild tonight, low 64, turning out mostly sunny tomorrow. Breezy and less humid, high 78. Clear, much cooler tomorrow night, low 44 outside the Beltway, 50 in the district. Sunny to partly cloudy and cool Saturday, high 69. Sunday, intervals of clouds and sunshine. becoming breezy and warmer, high 77. The AccuWeather forecast is meteorologist Bob Ars.
Yeah, I found that other list that I couldn't find earlier. Some more thank yous that I want to quickly pass along. And by the way, you can be part of this. Really, what the whole thing is, I love the theme, Stand With Them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church. And this is a way in which we can do it, and they are hoping and praying that we will. Thank you to Alfredo in Fredericksburg, $115 gift. William in Hyattsville, Maryland, $100 gift. Charles in Charlestown, West Virginia, $25. Jerry in Fredericksburg, Virginia, $50. And Mary in Fredericksburg, Virginia, $50. So between Alfredo, Jerry, and Mary, they're all from Fredericksburg. Hey, Fredericksburg's doing its part, at least. Thank you, folks, and others who've called in even while we've been talking about it. We are grateful for what you're doing. $5 buys a Bible, $50 buys 10, $100 buys 20. The math is so easy, and just take that $5 if you can multiply it several times over. But remember, every dollar you're giving now is being doubled twice, once with the Bible League at the national level, and again right here with Passport Auto Group stores. As of now, there's well over $3,000, nearly $4,000, I think, still remaining to double your giving out of the $8,000 they've given. So perfect time to call, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673.
Their financial investment in the Bible League made the gospel available even in the area of conflict in the Middle East. I was in Baghdad, the capital of Iraq, to present the gospel. We are heading to Syria this year, to Syria, to present the gospel and to sharing the salvation of Jesus Christ and what he's did to save us. So your financial support to the Bible League will make sure this work continues.
We know how troubled the Middle East is, and in fact, headed to Syria, such a great area of brokenness and pain and need. And this brother is saying, we are headed there. We need your help. We need your financial support. And as a matter of fact, we need Bibles to take with us into that region. He also talks about a pastor who was really in crisis.
I met a pastor. He was kidnapped and threatened to be killed. His freedom was as easy as for him not to confess that he's follow Christ. Of course, he chose not to, and he was abused as a result. This is what happened through the last 6, 7, 8 years in the region.
You know, many of us read the scriptures from our comfort zones here in the United States. And again, I don't begrudge that. I thank God for our freedoms and our relative safety as Christians compared to our brothers and sisters in some parts of the world. But you know, when I read such things as Mark 10, where Jesus said, truly, as honestly, I think it's fair to paraphrase that. He's saying, as honestly, as clearly, as exactly as I can tell you, truly I tell you, no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age. Homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields. And then he inserts, along with persecutions. And in the age to come, eternal life. Now, we like most of that. But that little phrase in the middle, along with persecutions, kind of makes us uncomfortable, just almost a visceral reaction. It's just none of us want suffering. I remember college president, the first one in my first year, telling us students when he taught about carrying the cross, following Christ in obedience. He said, don't go looking for the cross. Don't go hunting for the cross. It'll come to you. But when it comes to you, don't hold back on picking it up and carrying it. And this is Jesus is simply saying the same. In fact, we know in other places he said, unless you're willing to do that, unless you're willing to take up your cross, deny yourself, pick up your cross just once, no, every single day of your life, you can't be my disciple. I've often thought that's not a proscription that he won't give us permission to be his disciples. He's simply saying that's how it works. Unless you're willing to deny everything and follow me and pick your cross up, which means put the death across whatever it is in your life that is inhibiting you from following the Lord fully,
He says it's not possible. It just won't work. You can't be my disciple in that sense, in that case. So what we're encouraging you to do is really kind of pick the cross up, if you will, in the form of these Bibles, standing with your brothers and sisters around the world. I have no doubt many of you, if the Lord really came and called you and said, I want you to go to fill in the blank, such and such a country, and I want you to stand with those brothers and sisters, I mean physically stand with them, you would do it because you love the Lord and you love His Word and you love the kingdom of God that is being built. You want to see people come to faith. But it's not as difficult as that in this case. The voice, I think, of the Holy Spirit here is saying, would you stand with our brothers and sisters by giving them some Bibles? Now, that, in my mind, that's getting off easy, and I don't mind that. You understand what I'm saying, and you know how I mean it. I often call that lifting the light end of the log. Because my brothers and sisters suffering for their faith, pastors putting their lives in danger to follow the Lord Jesus and preach the gospel and carry these Bibles into these areas, they're the ones that are under great risk. The easy part is for you and me to pick the phone up and or go online, whichever, and say, hey, I can at least give some Bibles. I can at least team up with these dear brothers and sisters in Christ and put the Word of God in their hands, as much of it or as many copies of it as I can. And I've said it several times, but if you'd like to give a larger gift, but you can't do it all at once, Bible League will be happy to work with you. You can give $50 a month for 12 months, and in the end, you've given quite a gift. You can give $100 a month, perhaps, for 12 months. There again, maximizing the impact of what you can't do all at once, but you could certainly do over a period of time. Excuse me. So we're going to take a break. Good time for you to go to the phone. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. $5 buys one Bible. $50 buys 10. Of course, $25 buys 5. $100 buys 20 and so forth. And then there's the double matching effect going on right now to double your gift twice. But the number to call, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, or online at WAVA.com or online at FamilyTalkToday.com.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks sold off Tuesday and Wednesday, but managed a modest rebound today, thanks in part to the belief that recent weaker economic data increases the prospect of more Fed interest rate cuts. The Dow Industrials today recouped 122 points. The Nasdaq Composite rose 87. The S&P 500 added 23. It provided few details, but supermarket operator Kroger confirmed that it is laying off hundreds of employees nationwide. Various reports say most of the layoffs are of mid-level managers. Anonymous posters on the website thelayoff.com indicated many of the layoffs are happening in Atlanta and Los Angeles, two of Kroger's larger markets. Kroger's properties include Ralph's, Fred Meyer, Food for Less, several others. He's number one again. Forbes says Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, with a net worth of $114 billion, is the country's wealthiest person. Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates coming in at number two. Rounding out the top five, investor Warren Buffett, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, and Oracle co-founder Larry Ellison. That's Your Money Now.
Gavin McKenzie, CEO, Build McKenzie.
With more construction projects coming in, we needed to quickly hire a lead recruiter. We wanted someone who was bilingual and had 5 years of HR experience. LinkedIn Jobs matched me with many qualified applicants, but Anna Maria was the one with all the skills that we needed.
A person is hired with LinkedIn every 8 seconds. Post a job at linkedin.com/today and get $50 off your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Patty Poppes, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Don Crow here with WAVA, and we're partnering with the Bible League International on Stand With Them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church. Paul reminded Timothy that all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Persecution is suffering for the sake of Christ and His glory, and it comes in many forms all over the world. In India, it's being shunned by Hindu family members. In China, it's the loss of church buildings. In the Middle East, it could be jail or even death at the hands of extremists. Isaiah is a new Christian praying for the nourishment that comes only from God's Word. Send him a Bible for only $5. $100 sends Bibles to 20 Christians, and a limited-time match will double your gift. Help WAVA and Bible League send the hope of God's Word to nearly 7,000 persecuted believers. Call 800-YES-WORD. That's 800-YES-WORD. Or you can give online by going to our website, WAVA.com, and clicking on the Bible League banner.
Were you promised your home would sell, it didn't, and your agent disappeared? You're not alone. 42% of houses currently on the market will not sell. I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. We just helped 7 home sellers in the Metro DC area sell their house, even when it didn't sell the first time. Call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days, or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
We've helped over 100 listeners sell their house for top dollar. Listen to what they have to say.
We had a property that we had rented it out. We were selling our property in the wintertime. We actually sold our house 5 days after it went on the market. It was approximately $5,000 over the asking price. If we ever sold the house that we're in now, the first person we would call would be Christy Moore.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Free inspiration and encouragement every morning, noon, and night. Sent directly to your inbox. Sign up for free devotionals at crosswalk.com. Crosswalk.com.
Now, how far would you go to share the Bible? You say, well, I don't even know. But think of this man who, it wasn't a matter of getting in the car, driving across town, or even across the state to give someone a Bible who desperately needed one. But Pastor Romeo in the Philippines had quite a different journey altogether, and he didn't make it only once. Listen.
Now, there are islands that you have to fly 2 hours by plane from Manila, and you have to travel 6 hours by boat. Now they have Bibles now, because one of the impact of the Project Philip program is among the mountains, what we call the Sierra Madre. You know, two pastors deep from the mountain. They had to rise up 3 a.m. and walk for 2 hours. And after that, they have to ride a banca across the river, along the river. But their banca is only a floating log of a coconut trunk. And they have to do that for an hour and then walk again for 3 hours just to get hold of those precious Bibles. And when they have those copies, they will return in the same way again to bring those Bibles to people whom they are ministering.
That is the kind of person who closes the gap between what we give, what the Bible then puts to use, and the Bibles themselves getting into the hands of people in remote villages and places such as our pastor brother described in the Philippines and Thailand and Bangladesh and India and all other parts of the world throughout Europe and Egypt and South and Central America. In other words, this is a beautiful way in which God links his body together. I've often said that by the grace of God, none of us is given the ability to do everything. Our egos could not stand that kind of puffed upness that we would get to say, well, look what I did. We need each other. The Bible League cannot do it. As great an organization as it is, it cannot do it by itself. That's why they come to us and come to you through us and say, can you see if some folks listening would help us provide some Bibles? And then they will get those into the hands of people like Pastor Romeo. And then that dear brother will do, again, what I've called the heavy lifting part. He'll and others like him put themselves through anything they have to, physically and otherwise, even danger, not only from natural elements like swollen rivers and jungles and so forth, but of course, the great scourge of persecution that we've been talking about. And so the invitation to you and me is, you want to be a part of this? This is God's kingdom at work. This is God's church at work. And the Bible League is issuing a call saying, stand with them. Bibles for the persecuted church. I'm looking right now at very familiar scripture to most of us in 2 Corinthians chapters 8 and 9. And Paul is talking about giving there. He says, and now, brothers, we want you to know about the grace that God has given to the Macedonian churches. Out of the most severe trial, they themselves going through great difficulty, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty, Now, how's that for juxtaposition or an oxymoron, if you will? Out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. For I testify that they gave as much as they were able, even beyond their ability. Entirely on their own, by the way. Nobody was beating up on them with guilt or pleadings or deals offered. If you give God this, he'll do that for you. They were giving out of true spirits. They urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in this service to the saints. Now, he's collecting monies, as you know, for other needy saints. And these people themselves in need and crisis and difficulty were begging for the chance to be a part of it. And they did not do as expected. Listen to this. And they did not do as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord and then to us in keeping with God's will. So they didn't jump just in on our appeal, but they gave themselves to the Lord first, and then they followed through by joining us. So we urge Titus, since he had earlier made a beginning, to bring also to completion this act of grace on your part. But just as you excel in everything, in faith, speech, knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in your love for us, see that you also excel in this grace of giving. And then Paul says, I'm not commanding you. I'm not ordering you to do this, but I want to testify the sincerity of your love by comparing it with the earnestness of others. For you know that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he became rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich. And then he jumps down in chapter 9 and says, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each man should give what he's decided in his own heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, because God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, he has scattered abroad his gifts to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. There's more that's worth reading there, of course. It's all the powerful word of God. But just to let us see that giving is intentional, and it's certainly characteristic of the church from the earliest days, giving on the part of one church or one believer to another, and often out of one's own need and distress, but realizing that God's going to meet our needs as we recognize and give to the needs of others. All of that's what we're talking about. Stand with them. Stand with the suffering church. I know you're praying for them, and I hope you'll continue to pray for the suffering church. But here's a chance to stand with them also by providing Bibles for the persecuted church. $5 for one Bible, $50 for 10, $100 for 20, $500 for 100, and so forth. And anything you can give, we need right now when you call 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673, online at WAVA.com, or online at FamilyTalkToday.com.
Hello, I'm Alistair Begg. Are you ready to deepen your faith on a spectacular week-long Alaska cruise? We will have our hearts prepared with worship led by Grammy Award-winning Laura Story, and I'll be opening up the Scriptures, so that we allow Scripture to steer our lives as we explore God's eternal truths together. So join me next summer for an unforgettable 7 days of cruising.
Learn more at WAVA.com. Keyword, Alaska.
Hi, Don Crow here for Cornerstone First Financial. I'm sure you'd agree that buying or refinancing a home can be intimidating for most of us. It's the biggest investment most of us will ever make, right? So when you're making that sort of a decision, you want someone you can trust, someone who knows how to get the job done right and get it done at the best possible rate. And that's where Mark Livingstone and Cornerstone First come in. Now, I've known Mark for years, and I know the important qualities he and his staff bring to the table. I mean, things like integrity, attention to detail, follow-up, and communication, keeping you informed and in the loop every step of the way. And Cornerstone First guarantees to beat any other competitor on this very station, or they'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Why not pick the phone up right now and call Mark at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or on the web at cornerstonefirst.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Dear Bosley, when my dad lost his hair, it made him very sad. He doesn't like the way he looks. I heard you were very good at hair. Please give my dad his hair back. Love, Maddie.
Well, Maddie, today's a wish come true for your dad and every guy listening with hair loss, because Bosley's about to give them their real hair back permanently. They'll get a free information kit and a free gift card when they text GOOD to 85850. Guys, let Bosley show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee.
Thank you, Bosley.
Get your hair back today with America's number one hair restoration expert. Get a free information kit and a free gift card for $250 off by texting GOOD to 85850. That's G-O-O-D to 85850.
If you could ease the suffering of a persecuted Christian right now, would you? Hi, Don Crow here with WAVA, and I know you would. Hebrews 13:3 urges us to remember those who are mistreated, noting that when the body of Christ anywhere suffers, we suffer together. These believers live where evangelism is criminalized, where churches are burned, and where Bibles are scarce. They need the hope found only in God's Word, and your gift today lets them know they're not forgotten. For only $5, a believer like Anna in Africa will receive a Bible, be discipled in her new faith, and trained to share Christ. $35 sends 7 Bibles. And a limited-time Bible for Bible match will help us meet our goal of sending the hope of God's Word to nearly 7,000 persecuted Christians. Become a Bible sender today by calling 800-YES-WORD. That's 800-YES-WORD. Or, if you prefer, you can go online to our website, WAVA.com, and click on the Bible League banner.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's AActionHomeServices.com. 703-922-1900.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base.
Like digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one.
You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, they need to find your business, not the competition. Your contact information needs to be accurate and all over the web. You need the right tools to turn visitors into leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at SurroundDC.com. SurroundDC.com. Connecting you with new customers.
The thing they did to him is there's a top stakes, and there's a top stake he and put on his head and ask him to face the wall, and they strike him. They used elbow, and hit his chest and his back. And it was very painful. He said he lay in bed. Afterwards, he lay in bed for 3 days that he could not get up. But he said at that time it was very, very hard, very hard on him. But the miracle thing was the guy who beat him became a Christian afterwards. So he said the suffering is really, really hard. But the fruit is sweet. It's a joy, joy of God.
That's incredible. I'm sure you heard what she said. That is a woman by the name of Nguyen in China, and she's talking about a Chinese pastor's suffering, probably her husband. I don't know for sure, but that is what believers are going through just for the sake of the gospel and just to be able to share the good news of the gospel with as many people as they possibly can. Many of you remember the great Chinese leaders of old and how they were so persecuted. Growing up, I remember reading about their stories and how they were in prison time and time and time again, and it's still happening now. And that's just one area. But what the call is with the Bible League is, would you come alongside and stand with them? And would you give Bibles? Would you give as many Bibles as you're able to give so that they can continue the work of God? Of course, pray for them. I often pray for the suffering church and pray, Lord, give them courage. Give them courage to stand for their faith. Give them protection. If you can keep them out of danger and keep them from being persecuted or captured, that's a legitimate prayer as well. Paul at times fled his persecutors. He didn't stay around to suffer for suffering's sake. He tried to get away from it as often as he could to live and preach another day. But in the end, they need Bibles as well. They need resources to preach God's Word. So would you go to the phone and make your call and your gift now? 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, online at WAVA.com, online at FamilyTalkToday.com. Thank you so much for what you're going to do and what you've done already. God bless you.
The busyness of life keep you from receiving the hope and healing God has for you. The Pray With Me prayer app will provide encouragement from believers praying for you. Visit praywithme.com.
Life-changing talk radio. Worldwide at WAVA.com. You're listening to 105.1 FM. WAVA. Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM. WAVA-FM. And HD1 Arlington. Life-changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.